The following podcast contains adult themes and languages suitable for mature audiences only.
Damn.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show with the juiciest dongs on the Podzilla 1985 Network. 1985 AD.
Oh, my.
Dalton gave me the idea. He's been talking about dongs all day.
He just really loves big, juicy dongs.
He loves the taste of Frank in his mouth. A big hot dog Frank, Mandy.
Mandy's going to start turning red.
No, I'm not red. I said I turn red.
Our own little porn director, Mandy Kennedy, here with us tonight.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's out in the ether now. Jesse Kimmel's also down at the end of the table.
Hey.
Lindsay Wolfgang's here.
Hi.
Of course, Little Fitty, Mandy.
Oh, it's gone now.
Is it gone?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You just introduced me as Mandy and said, Little Fitty, it's fine.
Because you introduced her as, Little Fitty can be her porno director name.
Little Fitty.
Little Fitty Productions.
All the best actors and actresses want to work with Little Fitty. But she's rough. She'll make you do things that you don't want to do. Ask Dalton.
No! No!
He still walks funny.
Well, that's a great way to start the show.
Good to know you guys.
You filmed it?
We probably got Dave laughing.
Dave? Oh my God, I thought you said Dave as in Dave Mahoney.
No!
And I was like, why the fuck is Dave Mahoney listening to this show?
No. He's not.
Sorry, David.
David. From Villainous Grounds, who doesn't want to be named in this show at all.
Oh. You're throwing everybody under the bus tonight, aren't we?
Who else we got? Sorry, Billy.
Billy doesn't care if we throw him under the bus.
Jason Vaughn. We could throw him under the bus.
No, he doesn't listen to this show.
Dalton, you want to throw Jason Vaughn under the bus with me?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Dalton's in the back, by the way. What are you doing over there? Is he playing? He's playing 2K17.
He's playing some wrestling.
Yeah. So where do you want to start tonight? Because there's a lot of things we could talk about. There's one fun thing I kind of want to talk about, and probably a bunch of things that'll make us mad. But how's everybody doing tonight, first off?
Good.
Doing just fine. We had some Chick-fil-A for dinner.
Yes.
I'm better.
Lindsay just started a new job this week. Well, before we get going, why don't you tell us how you're enjoying that?
I'm tired. I'm real tired.
It's a demanding job.
Yes. And I'm still not used to the driving.
Yeah, that drive to Perryville sucks.
I know Perryville's not far away, but I went up there Tuesday to Villainous Grounds, and I was like, I am still driving.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The trip there, for whatever reason, is always longer than you think it's going to be. The trip back always seems to go nice and quick. But the trip there, it's like every single time you forget exactly how far away it is.
Right.
And then, you know, for the trip back, you're fine.
Yeah. But, Although the trip back today, I just had jack wagon after jack wagon on the road, either driving too slow in the passing lane, making it so no one can go anywhere, or just all up in my grill, making me go faster to get around the car that I'm trying to get around so I can pull back over and they can go past me.
But then
luckily, one of those cars 10 more miles up the road I saw pulled over by a cop and it made me smile.
That's always fun.
So you know the most embarrassing thing I did today?
What's that?
You want to hear this story?
I do.
I was given, all right, so this very nice couple came in, older black couple. Like in their 50s, maybe late 40s.
You stop clarifying. You can keep going.
Well,
I'm sure it goes with the story.
Yeah, I feel like it's important because they come in and I show them the store. It's the first time they've ever been in. Super nice. They're excited about the store. I show them the game room and and I'm telling them about it. And it was really slow. We had like three people in here playing at the time. It actually got much busier later. But they were like, so you can come in here and play for this amount of money. And I said, yeah. And then for whatever reason, I said, yeah, it's quiet right now. But if you come in here on the weekends, it's popping.
This place is popping.
Interesting choice of words.
In a list of things that I don't say on a day-to-day basis, popping is one of them.
Like, I've heard you say jumping, bouncing. Yeah. Like, I've never heard popping.
Well, like, normally I would say busy. And I thought, did I just say popping because they're black? And then I felt racist as shit, even though I wasn't trying to be. I was trying to be nice, and they didn't react to it, thankfully.
Inside their heads, they were like,
did he just say that because we're black?
They may not have added that qualifier. They're just like, did he just say poppin'?
Did he say poppin'?
This place is poppin'? Who says poppin'?
A lot of people did in 1997. Now they say Razor. I should have said it's Razor in
I
here.
I have no idea where that what? Came from. Like, I know you and Hunter keep saying it. I don't know why. So
I was up early enough that I was listening to Hunter this morning.
Were you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. He needs it. He's good. He's the most entertaining.
That's the only time I like listening to 99.3 is on the fix.
I don't know. I like to listen to Kirby Ray just to see how fucking
out of touch he is with his fan base.
Douchey. So Hunter sent. Hunter, did you see the picture I sent in group chat today?
Maybe.
Well, Hunter sent the picture of Kirby with there's a picture of Kirby going around with no shoes on, so you can see his feet. So I took a picture of Kirby Ray and I zoomed in on his face and his eyes looking at the feet. Because he likes feet. You get
that's,
it?
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
What's his favorite candy? Fruit by the foot.
That's not a candy.
Dalton's laughing.
I'm laughing at Lindsay. That's not a candy. She's like,
it's
dropped
not.
You can't even say words right. You can't
I
even speak English.
I know I can't because I'm tired. I've worked three all-day shifts in the last... Have I worked? No.
You don't know what day it is.
I
you
work, don't.
Yeah, you
really
worked Monday,
don't.
Tuesday, and
I worked
Wednesday?
All day Monday. I worked too long on Tuesday. I worked all day yesterday. I did okay today, minus a few incidents, things, stuff.
Was it busy at the store today? Was it popping?
For being by myself jumping? For 3 hours, yeah.
Was it off the hook?
Was it off the chain?
Two chains?
How many chains?
I don't like chains.
Were there
really ruining this right now?
Yeah, you were just a killjoy. So that was my day. I posted something on Facebook. You will indulge me real quick and go over this with me?
Sure.
I made this random post that said, question for my Facebook friends, what's the best movie of all time and why is it Tombstone?
I liked it. I didn't get to actually answer
well,
on
like
it.
20 people replied with their favorite movies. People I don't even know. And I thought it would be fun if we read their answers and
yeah.
made fun of them.
All right.
Okay. Let's start with Chad Green, who's an absolute moron, who said Ready to Rumble. Dalton?
Why am I not
Wait.
Surprised?
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Who? All right, go ahead.
It's Chad.
I just, like, I get that it's an okay movie. Best of all time?
I'm assuming he's...
I thought you said your favorite.
I mean, maybe that's his favorite.
No, but wasn't that the question you asked? What's
no, I
your
said,
favorite
what is
of all
the,
time
no, no,
movie?
What's the best movie of all time?
Oh, okay.
And why is it Tombstone?
Okay.
Jesse, do you agree that Tombstone is the clear answer?
Oh.
It's a strong contender.
It is a strong contender. Funny enough, so your text tone, I don't know if you know this, whenever you send me a text message, is actually Doc Holliday, I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh.
Can confirm. You set it off 80 times earlier.
So, yeah, yeah. When I texted you earlier and you replied several times in a row, Mandy was very, very confused.
Well, I just kept saying, I'm your Huckleberry.
Yes!
Huckleberry.
And she had no idea what the movie was.
Oh, it's so
what?
Good, though.
And you didn't know either.
It's true.
To be fair, I'd never seen it until he showed it to me, but it's so, so good.
It's so, so good.
And I'm not a Western person.
It's a great movie.
Tried to
it's
show it to
so
Allie. She
good.
Fell asleep, of course.
Like even
that's
like,
because you don't start movies until 12:30 at night.
That's because she's 12.
Fair enough.
That I mean, that makes sense why she falls asleep. It does not make sense why you wait till 12:30 to show.
Because it takes him an hour and a half to decide what he's going to play.
Well, oh, no, hold. So be fair too. If we try to watch a movie on a night that we record, I don't get home till
you don't get done editing till like 11:30 midnight.
Yeah, we put the extra work
in. And
into
then
these
by the time
the
you're done eating,
and then Bob wants to play something. Grand Theft Auto lately. Mandy, what's your favorite movie of all time? And why is it Moana?
No, it's a hard choice.
I was
going to
say
it?
Moana, but I was just like, well, it's really high up there.
Like, I try to think of what movie I can watch over and over and over
yeah,
again
right?
and quote along with and never get tired
probably
of.
One of the, I really like Toy Story, too. I don't know. What the fuck? This is hard. I wasn't prepared.
Right. And see, like, for me, when it comes to a movie, like, just because I love it and can watch it over and over and over again doesn't mean it's necessarily my favorite movie. Because there are types of movies that I can do that with.
Yeah.
Like, you throw on Blazing Saddles or, like,
yes.
Robin Hood Men in Tights. You know, those kind of movies.
Black Dynamite.
I can throw those movies on in the background, and I can laugh and quote every piece of it. I can watch it all the time.
But doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best movie of all time.
Right, because then you get a movie like Tombstone. I love Tombstone. Mm. I can't just sit there and watch Tombstone on repeat all day.
Not all day, but daily.
I could probably watch it once a day.
Yeah.
Lego Batman was pretty bomb, too.
Yeah, it was.
The what?
Lego Batman. Really good.
Yeah, but I think that goes right back to your argument of what's your favorite movie versus what's the best movie. Because
yeah.
I don't think anyone would ever argue that Batman is the best movie of all time, Lego Batman, except for Stephanie. who did confirm to me that she loves that movie, by the way. I mean, Stephanie talked. Stephanie from Nerd Up. You know, she hasn't been on in a long time. For various reasons we won't get into, but I talked to her quite a bit the other day. It was pleasant.
Yeah.
Miss Stephanie.
She texts me like every couple days or so.
I'll say it's probably the same day, because it seems like when people that we don't talk to text me, they also text you, because that just shows you how bored they are. They look at the bottom of their phone list, like Krista. Who can I text today? Oh, I've already texted him. Shannon and Jesse.
I guess.
Sure.
Though, to be fair, like, Krista never did text me that day. She texted you. So
That was partially my fault, though, because I messaged her first for some reason. And then we just carried on a conversation, which for Krista and I was always very hard to carry on a conversation. So that's in itself is special.
You always made her angry so quickly. Like, either she would sneeze and you would say it was adorable.
But, okay. Are you going to stand here and tell me that she didn't have the most adorable sneeze in history?
I'm not going to tell you that. But at the same time, I know that it made her so angry.
Because Krista had that cute little girl,
She'd
hear Mandy's yawn. Unlike my monstrous.
You should hear Lindsay. Lindsay, when she sees it, like,
you remember, do you remember Sneezer from Tiny Toons?
That caught me off guard.
Oh, no, I don't hold back sneezes. No, I've
heard you sneeze. I know what it sounds like.
Or Lindsay's laughter.
I cackle. What of it?
Bad. There's a video on Facebook.
It just proves that I'm not faking it.
When Matt Sin when Matt Sin was getting his ass blown by Justin Mann.
I forgot about that.
With a hair dryer. I should clarify.
Because he sat in something wet.
And then you just hear Lindsay in the background. I can't do a laugh.
I don't sound like a parrot. I sound like a witch, if anything.
You do sound like a witch. That's true.
She puts a lot of effort into her laughs. Like, it's, you can always tell when she really thinks something is funny.
Well, one of my criticisms of Lindsay, you know, because Lindsay and I have known each other forever, was that she always said that she was very fake, like smiles and stuff. So yeah, it's nice to see when she laughs for real, because you can tell because she just guffaws hard.
I mean, like, her fake smile versus her real smile is extremely obvious.
Yeah.
So
is her laugh, too.
There is hatred behind her fake smile.
That's called I've worked retail for too long.
The hatred. Did you guys see it? I'm sure out there in Radioland they
Ariel
felt it.
Ariel sent me the
Radioland.
Best meme. Of
was it the dog sitting in
no,
the flames?
Okay. No, it was Maleficent just chilling. Yeah. And it's like, dark fairies are good fairies that have worked customer service for too long.
I saw that but it said Disney villains were people that worked retail too long.
That too.
Like Gaston.
Yeah. No.
I know somebody that played Gaston once in a musical production.
I also know that
you know
person.
That guy?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Went to porn. went into gay ghost porn. It's the weirdest damn thing.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Under Little Fitty Productions.
You beat me too.
Sorry. All right, other movies. There's other movies here. Austin Lane said Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And that's actually my honest pick for... It is.
That's
Ghostbusters
a fair, that's
is my,
a fair pick.
My favorite movie of all time. I'm really hoping... I'm going to start a new... what is it? Kickstarter? It's like the crowdfunding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or GoFundMe or whatever. Because we're going to try to buy Cody the Blu-rays of Ghostbusters and get it to him before his wedding.
I'll contribute a couple. Actually, no. I have.
Oh, so you're going to continue that route? Because didn't we get my little brother Ghostbusters for his wedding?
We did.
Because they got married on the anniversary of when Ghostbusters was in theaters.
Good married time.
I have a sealed copy of the double pack.
Really?
Yes, because I bought it a while back just because I didn't own them. So I bought, and I saw the double pack at Best Buy. It was like a Black Friday deal that I think you told me about.
I think I did, yeah.
That was like $5 for the double
ridiculous.
Pack.
Ridiculous.
Crazy deal.
Yeah.
So I bought it back then just because I didn't own them. And then they released Best Buy again.
Steelbooks?
Hit me with those Steelbook versions.
Oh, I wish I bought those.
That is your weakness.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Oh, I love those Steelbooks. They're so pretty.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like, how do you get Jesse to buy a collector's edition? Throw a Steelbook in it.
I think it's important, though, that
even
we just...
Even if he doesn't want the game or movie.
Mass Effect.
That's not necessarily true.
It's important that we get these movies into Cody's hands.
Yes, it absolutely is.
That should be on a bucket list.
I will donate my extra copies. I've got Cody, hit me up. I'll leave him at Gaming Grounds for you, man. Like, no big deal.
Not a big deal. We just want you to see it, dude.
Yeah, I just want you to see it. You can keep them and spread the love that is Ghostbusters.
Hunter.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
Oh, he always is. Hunter backed me up. Well, actually, no. He said, Austin's right, not just because he picked Ghostbusters, but also because it doesn't suffer from the Act 3 romance of Tombstone that nobody wanted. It's true.
Yeah.
Like, they tacked on that whole, you know, if it was just the shootouts and whatnot, which Mandy's like,
I mean,
woo!
Who's Tombstone?
It's a good movie.
I thought the entirety of Act 3 was him finding the red bandana.
It was the Great Charge or whatever it was called with the Wyatt Earp's Death Riders or whatever they're called.
Maybe he just has this. I always think of the movie in three acts, and maybe he has a fourth one in there, and that's that one.
The setting up Tombstone. Yeah. Them becoming lawmen, and then people die, and he goes on his revenge ride.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And it did feel a little forced, especially since Wyatt Earp was married.
Yeah, they played it off more as like his wife was kind of a drug addict, and this other woman played by Dana Delaney, who, of course, Hunter's hitting the crush button. It's like the bitch I'm shook button, but it's the Shannon had a crush button. He had a huge crush on Dana Delaney, so I could see why he would have left that coke addict for her.
No, I mean, I get it. I'm just saying.
She was
like,
gorgeous. She is gorgeous.
It was weird, but then, you know, it was followed up by the rampage.
Yeah. And then in the end, he found love.
Yeah.
Good for him. I think Wyatt Earp's going to be well known. Aaron Britton says THX1138.
I don't know what that is.
That is a George Lucas movie, I believe. And what's funny about that is, like, he puts that in everything. I think in the original Star Wars, the call sign of the Stormtrooper when they free Leia was THX1138. There's a audio service that's called that. I've never seen the movie, though. Strange. Tony Field. You know Tony Field.
Yeah.
Good guy. And Lindsay, you'll like his answer. Mm-hmm. DuckTales, the movie. Treasure of the Lost Land.
I haven't watched that in forever.
I haven't watched that since I was a tot.
Oh, I did enjoy it.
I remember enjoying it, but it was DuckTales.
I remember that little genie was a jerk.
Did it have Flint Heart Glomgold?
Yes.
Of course it did.
Because the whole point is there's a magic lamp, and both Scrooge and Glomgold grab it at the same time, and so they're fighting over who gets control of the genie, so in the process they have to do some sort of race. Well, meanwhile, the genie just kind of chills at Scrooge's place and does whatever he wants.
Huh. That genie's a dick.
Exactly.
Was it that also in the video intro to DuckTales? Like,
yeah.
Aren't they reaching for that?
There was an episode, I think, that was similar.
So they just remade the TV episode.
I don't remember.
So this was like, this was extended into a feature-length film.
I mean, I can check when we go home because I have all of DuckTales.
I know you do.
And we also have the internet.
I know we do. Although sometimes we don't have the internet at home because Charter dies constantly now. Do you have that problem?
No.
Our Charter dies constantly. Yeah.
I mean, my Wi-Fi has gone to poop.
Like,
oh, it's terrible.
I'm hardwired and it drops.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. You can't do Wi-Fi anymore.
Yeah, no, like I have trouble streaming. Like my router's in my living room and my, I watch Netflix from my Chromecast in my bed. My bedroom is maybe, these aren't big apartments, like I'm 50 feet away maybe from my router to my Chromecast, and I'm getting like drops all over the place just because it, like, I get lagged watching The Simpsons. It's really annoying.
Oh, yeah, it constantly craps out on me. Like when I'm editing the show at night, I do the editing on my laptop, not my desktop, because I can sit on the couch and be comfy and we're cooking dinner. But yeah, it constantly, like right in the middle of uploading the episode, dies. And I have to walk over to my computer, unhook the Ethernet cable, plug it in just to upload the show. It's extremely annoying. Yep. Charter, get your shit together.
That's not Charter.
It's good in Jackson.
College students.
That's all
in
the
LaCroix.
Routers.
Get your shit together.
Yeah,
stop having like 8 routers in one house.
And stop using the microwave. You're messing up my signal.
Because that's legit. Like, there are so many people using routers by us.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're hitting. We're hitting, like, interference from all these other routers nearby.
Oh, yeah, because if you look at your wireless signal, there's, like, 50 options.
Oh, yeah, at any time, I can connect to one of 24 routers.
Well, except they all have passwords. Yeah. Which is good.
Unless they're dumb.
That's what you should do.
There was actually one time I was able to connect to Shannon's.
Were you really?
Yeah, I thought I told you about this.
No.
There was one night where my internet went out completely because they cut a cord or something like that.
And you know our password.
Yes. My entire building was without internet. So
you just stole my internet from down the street?
Yes. That's
a pretty good Wi-Fi, pal.
Yeah, it was. Because I always watch Netflix to go to sleep with. And I had my tablet out and I was sitting there looking for Wi-Fi networks. I was like, man, I wish I had internet. And then I saw Shannon's there. I'm like,
I know that one.
So I clicked it and, I tapped it and yeah, it connected. And I was like, yes, I can watch Netflix.
That's terrible because like you can steal my Netflix literally from down the street. Right.
This was like a year and a half ago.
Allie cannot get internet signal from her living room to her bedroom.
I mean, that's the problem I have now.
That's how bad the Wi-Fi is over there.
Yeah, I don't know what changed, but like back then, yeah, I could get yours. But then again, the internet connection in my room was fine. But now the internet connection into my room is not fine.
Is it their ploy to get us to change to Spectrum?
Spectrum's already there.
Is it all of it?
Oh, yeah. We're top bill.
I don't pay attention. I just pay the bill.
So I'm not going to lie. Lindsay erased. Like, Lindsay's here doing some beautiful artwork.
She's drawing a C-dot.
And she was erasing this stuff.
Did she get the eraser on you?
No, she didn't get the eraser on me, but hearing the sound of the eraser, I don't know why, but that messes with me. Like, I got goosebumps going right now.
I can just
smell it burning. It's going so fast. A little bit
too. Razor burn.
Yeah, well, I'm not done yet, so.
No, it's fine. It's just.
Lane Austin. Have you met Lane Austin, Mandy?
Yeah.
You're a fan of Lane Austin.
Yeah.
Who do you like more, Lane Austin or Austin Lane?
Oh, God.
Two different people.
I know.
Which, when he changed his name from Lane Farrell to Lane Austin, I was like, I can't. What? Now when I go to tag them, I have to like triple stare and be like, I'm make sure I'm tagging
it's
the
like,
right
did I
one.
Do this
you gotta
right?
tag the right Lawston.
Lawston.
I'm not choosing. I like them both.
I also like them both. They're good guys. Lane also said no one's even mentioned The Princess Bride.
Yes. Oh, that's yes.
That's a great movie.
And I like Dalton's reply. Crap, I don't want to upset Lane. We are definitely getting kicked out Saturday. And Lane said, the forecast is looking very cloudy with a chance of ejections for you folks.
See, he's awesome.
You created your own storm, so don't get pissed off when you get rained on. Lane Austin is just a joy to be around, by the way.
He's awesome.
And he called Ghostbusters a romantic comedy. Never mind.
What?
Friendship over.
To hell with Lane Austin.
He's still a sexy ref, though.
Oh, my God. He's so sexy.
He is.
You know, he needs to get those pec implants, though.
Pec implants.
I broke Dalton again.
Occasionally we hear him snort back there. Yeah. It's a fun time.
David Field, I have no idea who that is, said Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So I don't know who that is.
A friend of Tony Field.
I was about to say, probably related.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Indiana Jones is a good choice.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't dislike the Indiana Jones movies, but I never, like...
No one said Star Wars?
No one said Star Wars, actually. Mandy, we're going to play a game. Every time I name a movie, you have to raise your hand if you've seen it.
Okay.
Because Lindsay, I know, has mostly, because I made her watch so many films.
I like movies.
Yes.
You just widened my horizons, so I didn't just keep watching the same ones over and over again. All right,
let's play the game. All right, she's covering her head already.
I don't know why.
Michael McDowell says The Blues Brothers is on that list.
Oh, I've seen that one.
You've seen that one?
Yeah, that right there made Ariel happy.
Real quick, I want to know. Did you watch it before you started dating Garrett?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Parents.
Oh.
I don't remember much, but I know I've seen it.
Because that's one of Garrett's favorite movies of all time.
Blues Brothers?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
It's so good.
I've seen bits and pieces.
It's really good.
The whole thing. Chad Byrne says The Departed or Interstellar. Can't pick between the two. All right. The Departed's on the left hand. Interstellar's on the right hand.
I know.
Raise hands if you've seen them.
I know I haven't seen the other one, but I feel like I maybe have seen The Departed, maybe?
A lot of headshots in the end.
Probably not.
Everyone gets shot in the face.
That one had Mark Wahlberg.
Leo.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
I don't know, maybe. We'll just probably
Matt
say
Damon.
No.
Yeah, I forgot about Matt Damon.
It's probably a no.
It's probably a no. It's,
it's a really good
Scorsese
movie.
Film, isn't it?
I honestly don't even remember if you had me watch that one.
I've only seen parts of it on TV.
Then no.
Also, Michael McDowell said, Cloverfield is the best because it was released in January 2008. No one else gets that joke but me and him, so we're going to move on. Thank you, Mike. That made me smile. Long story. Okay, so I'll tell you the damn story. We used to be in – the reason I know Mike is because we used to be in an electronic wrestling federation, an EFED, years ago, like in 2005, 2006. And the guy closed down the Fed, but then he reopened it. And if you went to the page, there was just a sign that said January 2008. That sign is still up if you go to that website. So we're hoping that soon we're going to get that bill passed. Tanner Calvert
said. Or that bill paid.
Tanner says, everyone here has picked fantastic movies, and as much as I love Ghostbusters, Cody, please, I'm going to have to say Blazing Saddles.
Fair enough.
It's a great movie.
Mandy's hands up.
Thanks to me.
Because of Jesse. Well, you would rather see it with Jesse than Kevin. I'll say that. Because Kevin quotes the entire film, piece by piece.
I do that with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I do that with Debbie Does... never mind. Kevin's over in Ireland right now.
I know.
Son of a bitch.
He's been rocking our gear.
He has. That's pretty cool. Podzilla's touchdown in Ireland. Get those shirts while they're hot at Redbubble before Toho takes them from us. They're already threatening us.
They only took one.
It only takes one.
It was the one that was actually colored like Godzilla, as opposed to being colored like Denver the Last Dinosaur.
I thought you said it was the red one.
No, it's the one that's black when I had like the earbuds rather than the classic huge headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the more like punkish style one.
I mean, here's my words to Toho. Make a better Godzilla movie, and then you could take our art down. I saw Shin Godzilla. No thanks.
Because I told you they tried to throw a copyright out on the Zilla suffix.
Yeah.
So they were trying to like get people to take stuff down and sue people.
And that's probably
over.
Why it came down, because that one was labeled as Modern Zilla.
Well, no, they failed because so many other things have incorporated that suffix. Like,
yeah, but I'm sure if they throw, it's probably like YouTube. I don't know how Redbubble works, but I assume it's like YouTube where if a creator says, they flag it, they just go whoop.
Yeah.
If that were true, they probably would have gotten everything else.
And honestly,
that's what
I don't understand. I like the other designs better. So I just don't get why
they would take that one down.
It's fine.
Whatever. Fuck him. Timothy O'Kelly Smith. Wow. I really just said his full name. You know Tim.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Land Before Time.
Yay!
Mandy's hands
you
up.
You better mean the original.
I like the 20th one.
I personally prefer Land Before Time 25.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Are they up to 25 yet?
I think they are.
Like,
I'm sure.
Pretty close.
I'm looking it up right now.
It has so many good quotes in the original.
I really liked the original when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It is okay. Many things do not fly.
I always like that meme
rocks,
of
trees,
little foot, and it's
sticks,
like, motherfucking tree star!
Spike.
Motherfucking tree star.
I don't, like, cracked my shit up.
I don't remember in the movie when he said motherfucking tree star.
It's the best part.
Was that
it's my tree star!
That's the remix.
You have nice flathead, flathead.
I didn't know that was an Irish film.
What?
According to Wikipedia, The Land Before Time is a 1988 American-Irish animated adventure drama film.
Is Don Bluth Irish?
Maybe.
Where does the Irish come in?
Scar. Or not Scar. What was his name? Sharptooth.
Sharptooth.
He was Irish.
I almost called him Rutger.
He was from Dublin.
Wrong one.
Aw.
God damn it, Shannon.
I'm waiting for anyone to just indulge me, please.
No.
No. Land Before Time franchise. Okay, I have to know how many there are.
I know they have at least 18.
Holy
Jesus
shit.
Christ. There is at least 16.
Okay, I exaggerated.
Not by much.
Yeah, seriously.
I stopped watching after like 5.
Right?
Yeah, I stopped watching
the
after
the first
3
were
one.
Okay. 4 was so-so. I don't remember 5.
How can they drag that series out? Like, don't the dinosaurs fucking die? Don't they get hit by a meteor?
Did you ever watch the TV sitcom Dinosaurs?
Oh, you're going to talk about the ending? The last
that
episode?
That was real
ooh,
sad.
That was dark.
Mommy, what?
Especially after, I'm pretty sure, a few episodes before that, they decided not to throw Grandma in the tar pit.
Uh-huh. Throw Grandma in the tar pit
yes!
was my favorite Steve Martin comedy. Dalton Peters. Different Dalton. But, oh, God.
I didn't do it.
Okay. He said Casablanca, hands down.
Never watched it.
That's a classic.
It is. Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
That's all I know about it. Here's looking at you, kid.
The only reason I watched that movie, when I was a freshman in college, we had a professor for UI 100, the most pointless class that they make you take at SEMO. You have to take it, SEMO.
Taking UI 100 down a notch. I like it.
I know. The class is stupid, and it's absolutely required, and it's just dumb. But there was one that I took that ended up being kind of interesting because it ends up being a bunch of random topics.
Mm.
Like, the one I took was History of the Atomic Bomb at the Manhattan Project. It was actually kind of cool. And but there were so many different varieties. And basically, the thing was, like, you got to learn about a fun little topic that you were kind of interested in. And then they forced you to take a bunch of these other, like, little writing tests and, like, write resumes and cover letters and that kind of thing. It was supposed to train you for the real world.
So stuff they should have done in high school.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they made you watch Casablanca?
Because that was one of his things was he was like, you kids these days need to learn, like, you know,
class that starts off with you kids these days.
He's like, you guys need to watch some, you know, better films. And to be fair, we didn't have to watch it. He started the class because he wanted to watch it one class period. If you didn't want to watch it, you could skip for the day. But if you did come in to watch it, you had to be there at 6 a.m. The class was normally at 8. He had to be there at 6 a.m. He was going to provide breakfast, and at the end of it, you could take a super easy quiz for bonus.
That's kind of like my anthropology class that I thought was going to be awesome because it was titled Rituals, Myth, and Magic. So that sounds like it would be a cool class. Yeah, no, it was all non-literate shamanistic societies, but we had one section that was on exorcism. And he let us, for extra credit, come in at night and watch the unedited director's cut of The Exorcist for bonus points.
Wait,
and
all which we had version? To do was, the version where she like masturbates she has with the cross? The
all of it.
Oh, all, that's a
complete
hard
scene unedited.
To watch.
Yeah, that, the spider walk, the works. Oh. But yeah, we got bonus points for it. I'm not a horror person. He's kind of jaded me to it. So back then, me going to it by myself because I needed the bonus points because the rest of the class was boring as hell and I was getting like C's and everything.
Well, lucky for you, The Exorcist is a fucking boring movie.
It was. I sat there and doodled the whole time. I'm pretty sure I did some of my animation homework.
In fairness, like that version of The Exorcist is... That has a lot of scenes that are really, really long and kind of drawn out.
Like, there's some cool scenes in that movie, but I'm sorry to you horror purists that like, no, Exorcist is the best. Exorcist is the top five horror movies along with The Shining, Rosemary's Baby. They're all fucking boring. Horror movies should generally not be 2.5 hours long.
And that's a formula that they've really gotten down. Like most good horror movies that come out these days are like 1.5 to 1.45 hours.
Yeah. And, speaking of horror, did you see the Death Note trailer?
Yes.
What did you think?
No. I didn't see it. I saw it was there, but I never actually finished Death Note. I've only seen a few episodes.
I never watched it because it was another one of those things that it's like, oh my god, Death Note, it's so great. I'm like, nope, don't care.
Or the don't finish it. Just don't watch the last whatever episodes.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to watch this. I'm excited because I thought it looked really good.
It does. And it looks like, and I'm not completely sure about this, but it looks like an Americanized version. So it's
I have been seeing people complain. They're like, okay, if you're making them all white, why do they still have Japanese names?
They don't.
I was going to say.
There's a part in the movie where you see writing on the back and it says Justice for Kira or Justice in Kira.
Okay.
And Kira is what they called him in Japan because they can't say killer, because they can't say L's.
That's not the case.
No, that is. That is the absolute truth. The reason they call him Kira is because that's the Japanese pronunciation of killer. It's Kira. I'm not making this up. This is absolutely true.
Because I've watched it. I didn't.
Sounds racist as shit, doesn't it? But that's the absolute truth. So I can't understand why me and Calvin were talking about this. Why do they call him Kira in America? Whatever. L is black in this movie, which will offend the weeboos.
I didn't think.
Come at me, weeboos.
I was hoping that it was just going to be a whole different story.
Nope.
It's just set in America.
It's got the same characters, just some of them are renamed. Like Misa is now Mia. Light. Yagami is named like Light Stevens or something like that. I don't know. But it looks really good. I thought the trailer was good. And they didn't show the best part. Lindsay's flipping me off, by the way.
No, I'm not. I have pressure in my eye.
Was your middle finger up?
Yes, it was. Okay. But I was using it to relieve pressure in my eye.
I'm about
I wasn't
to relieve pressure
flipping
on
you
your
off.
Face. I don't know what that means. Shut up, Dalton.
You know exactly what that means, and it's fucked up.
Oh, goddamn. So they didn't show Ryuk, who's the best part of it, because he's the monster.
They did a little bit.
They showed like him in the shadows.
Yeah.
And he said, I was like, are you ready to get started? Do you know who voices him?
Willem Dafoe, isn't it?
Willem Dafoe. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind
of because a lot of people joked that he didn't even need makeup.
Yeah. He better not be CG. But I want to see it. It's coming out this year. I'm kind of excited for it.
Comes out in August, right?
It's like, yeah, they took all of the dumb things from Death Note, like him eating a potato chip. I sent that clip to the group chat where he's like, I'll eat a potato chip.
Yeah.
Because anime's terrible. I don't know if you guys knew this or not.
I don't remember that being that dramatic.
But you've never watched Death Note.
I've watched clips.
I've watched Death Note. I watched
I read the first two volumes of the manga.
Oh.
I watched the entire show. And basically, like, the scene that you're talking about, he's just kind of like, it's not that he's like, I'm eating a chip. Like, he just, everything he's doing while he's writing his first set of names in that book, or whatever set it is, like, he's just doing everything very dramatically, and that includes eating a potato chip.
Please don't put that in the movie. Adam Wingard is doing the movie. He also did VHS.
Is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a movie.
Oh.
It's
first a movie. VHS or later VHS?
One and two.
Okay.
The good ones.
I like those two.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be a good, I really want to see it. I know a lot of people don't like it already, but whatever. We'll see.
I mean, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Back to these movies, because there's still more people here, and there's some interesting choices. Sharon Denise said Harlem Nights.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Never watched it.
Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy.
Never watched it.
J.R. Davis says Tropic Thunder.
Oh, I've seen that one.
That's a funny movie.
It's pretty funny. What do you mean, you people? You people?
You never go full. Nope. Not touching that word. Joey Poole says A Night at the Roxbury.
Oh.
That's a funny movie.
I'm starting to think these people might be playing me.
No one plays you.
The Jesse and Lindsay are both doing the nod
what
thing.
Is love?
Baby don't hurt me. Matt Sism says The Room, Tommy Wiseau. Okay, they're definitely playing me at this point.
Yeah, they gotta be. There's no way anybody's favorite movie of all time is The Room.
You're kidding me.
Manny, can you give me a You're Tearing Me Apart, Lisa?
That's it.
No.
Have you never seen these clips?
You're tearing me apart,
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
No.
Oh, hi, Mark. I did not touch it. That's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
I have to show you that clip after this because it's very funny.
It's so wonderfully bad.
Lindsay machine broke.
I'm sorry.
She shook.
I'm sorry.
Will D. McCollum.
I don't know who that is.
No idea. We love our new fans. Says The Godfather is the best movie ever made. I disagree. The Godfather is a very good movie, but I think Donkey Kong is the best movie ever made. Jesse didn't expect that one. Either.
No, actually, I did. Oh, did I knew exactly where you were going when you, the way you said it. Godfather. I knew you were going Adam Sandler. He went full Billy Madison.
You never go full Adam Sandler.
I haven't watched that movie in forever either.
I think it's on Netflix. One of them. No, it's Waterboy.
Waterboy's on Netflix right now. No.
Waterboy was the last one I even tolerated.
You give me Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, and I'm good.
I have.
What about Big Daddy?
No.
Big Daddy's pretty good.
Never seen Big Daddy.
I didn't like it.
You know, it has Jon Stewart in it.
What? Big Daddy?
Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Well, I think, all right, not to get off on a Sandler tangent, because we may have talked about this before, but
probably.
I love Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, as stupid as they are. I love those movies.
Oh,
those
I'm Wedding movies. Singer. I like that one too.
Yeah,
that was also like a great movie.
But Waterboy kind of broke me on Sandler because of.
Oh, shit, no, I love Waterboy.
I
there are parts
it.
I love about it. But then,
I love that movie.
Then Little Nicky came out.
Oh, Little Nicky was
Little Nicky
not
is the worst fucking Sandler movie. That was that's movie. Not even true. Because Sandler then made, like, the past 5-6 years.
That was the worst 90s Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
fair enough.
And it was one of those, like, I liked Little Nicky as a kid.
No, I didn't.
No. I did. I'm the same way.
I liked it as a kid. And then I went back and watched it again, like, when I was older. I was like, I almost had, like, the Ren and Stimpy, like, situation going on. I was like, why did I think this was funny? What was wrong with me?
Yeah, there's such a good pool of talent in that movie. Harvey Keitel is in it. Rodney Dangerfield is in it. Kevin Nealon. Dana Carvey.
To be fair,
the rest of Adam
Rodney
Sandler's
Dangerfield's like part in that movie was fantastic.
Yeah. I will admit that.
that was actually like when I rewatched it as an adult, like that was what I laughed at more than anything was every scene that Rodney Dangerfield was in.
Damn right you did. Rodney Dangerfield is in he's in one of my favorite worst movies of all time that no one else has ever seen or think is funny, but I love it. It's called Meet Wally Sparks.
Everyone heard of that movie.
Everyone just kind of went, huh. Manny actually put her hand on the ground. She grabbed the floor.
She's like, no, not even seen that one.
And even though he didn't really answer, I do think this is kind of funny. I don't know why, but did you see Riley Johnson's reply?
No.
It's a picture of Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man, and he's got his glasses off, and then there's just a blurry picture of a dog humping a woman.
What?
And then he puts the glasses on, and the next picture is Beauty and the Beast cover. So I don't know why that makes me laugh.
So does he like Spider-Man or Beauty and the Beast?
Both. I think it's both, actually.
I really liked Beauty and the Beast. I went and saw it Tuesday.
I want to
see Lindsay. Lindsay.
I told you I'm willing to give it a shot now.
It's so good. It's so good.
I just feel like it might be a waste of money because I keep hearing it shot for the animated one, pretty much.
They added a couple of extra scenes, from what I understand.
Well, they made one of the guys gay.
But
can't even tell.
What I heard is about one third is shot for shot remake.
Okay.
Honestly don't remember the animated, but it was really good.
I thought Beauty and the Beast came out in like the 50s.
No.
It was the 90s.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought
it was Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion
King. Wasn't Cinderella
King.
Like the first one though?
No. Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
No. Snow White. See, I'm tired. I'm so tired. White is the first princess, then Cinderella, then Sleeping Beauty.
Guess how many of those are original stories?
None.
None. They took them all from fairy tales that are very, very dark and were actually meant for adults.
And the hilarious thing? So they got all of these stories off of the public domain.
Uh-huh.
And then when Mickey was about to hit public domain, they lobbied super, super hard to get the public domain laws fucked.
Yeah. So they could keep Mickey.
Yep, so they could keep Mickey.
Well, I wonder why. You know, Disney should try to do a Dracula story.
That would be cool.
That would be pretty cool. All right, you heard it here.
I mean, Netflix is doing Castlevania.
Shut your whore mouth.
They are.
They are.
I know.
I sent you the link.
I know. I don't want them to.
Because it's going to happen, and Shannon's going to be really excited.
I mean,
it's
as long
have, like,
as you
Ace
don't get
Fist.
The Captain and Simon Belmont.
No, this is going to be exactly like Ace and Iron Fist. Like,
okay,
I'm going to get jazzed.
Get
I'm going to see the previews, and it's going to be like Simon Belmont. And I'm like, I never thought I'd see Simon Belmont on Netflix. This is so cool. And then I'm going to watch it, and it's going to be that scene from Simpsons where Krusty has the cigarette after watching Worker and Parasite. What the hell was that? I'm already disappointed.
Hey, if you're already disappointed, that leaves only room to get happy.
That's the story of my life, brother. If you aim for the very lowest bar, even if you fall, you're just going to hit ground.
I'm trying to remember.
There might be a pothole, though.
Only if Zach Kirkus is around.
Because I'm trying to remember Lance Armstrong's reply to that.
Please tell me there's not someone at the door.
No.
Okay.
There was somebody walking by the door.
Yeah, I heard a car door shut. Yeah. You know, Jesse, Billy messaged me today, by the way, and told me what happened with that arrow.
Wait, what?
With the Legend of Zelda. So let me tell
you. Were you unbirthed a man?
Yes. So
what?
Well, here's what happened. Okay. So
what did I miss at work?
On Legend of Zelda.
The look on Mandy's face is great.
There's a mission where you have to go to this peak and you have to steal shock arrows to fight this divine beast. And Jesse, you did this mission recently.
Yeah.
And so you know how hard you have to fight this thing called a Lynel.
I didn't know you could sneak around it. I thought you just had to fight it and then take all of his arrows.
Right. So you went toe to toe with him.
I did.
And how'd that go?
Sometimes better than others. But once I figured out, like, how to block and everything, it went great, and I had him almost dead, and then I ran out of shields.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's a son
so,
of a bitch.
So, like, and after that point, like, he was so low on health, he starts doing a couple of new things.
Did he start charging at you just over and over again?
Well, that's not once you get him down to about half health, he'll start shooting fireballs at you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That I could avoid. It's when he gets down on all fours and charges, not when he charges with his weapon, but he just, like, lunges at you.
Yeah, there's no dodging
that.
You could
dodge him. Yeah,
exactly. I figured out how to get past it, though. If you're far enough away while he's doing it, you can shoot him in the head with an arrow and he'll actually go down.
And mount him? Yep.
Well, I didn't know you mount him.
Yeah, if you stun him, okay. This sounds like another Dalton movie. If you stun him, you can mount him and then just shank him from behind.
Oh.
That's going to be our bestseller, Dalton.
The little little Fitty presents.
It's called Stun Mountain Shank. It's also a prison film.
Watch Dalton shank this lion.
Oh.
Lovingly.
So I fight this guy because I also got caught, and it's like a 20-minute fight because he's really tough.
Yeah.
And I was dodging his attacks. I was parrying, and he takes so much to kill. And he finally just starts beating the crap out of me, and I get sick of it. So I have this weapon called the Ancient Arrow, which is supposed to be, like, all-powerful. And
apparently supposed to be hard as balls to get.
Yeah, I only have three. And I use one on a guardian, which does really high damage. So I thought, okay, maybe this will do really big damage on him. Because he's almost dead, and I don't want to die. And he just keeps – I'm almost out of food at this point. So he runs to the other side. He knocks me down. I have a second. I get up. And as he charges at me, I pull the Ancient Arrow out. I shoot him. And the motherfucker vaporizes. Just disappears. And I'm standing there looking at it. I look at Ethan. I'm like, because he's coaching me on this because he's done. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Where did he go? He didn't drop anything.
Know.
He just disappeared. I neutralized him. Literally. It's Miller time. So Billy messaged me today and he said, apparently if you shoot anything that's not a guardian with the Ancient Arrow, it immediately vaporizes it.
Dang.
Yeah. I sent that motherfucker back in time.
So what you should have done is just restart on from a save point.
I just shot him one time.
Yeah.
So that way you keep all your food, your swords, your shields, and everything else
you expended.
It's okay.
He cooked more earlier.
I did.
Okay. Because, yeah, like I know.
I like making recipes and seeing what happens.
I do the same thing. Yeah, I had like six shields going into that fight, and he burned through every one of them.
Yeah, he's a bastard.
Yeah. Oh. He hits real hard.
Mandy, have you played Zelda yet?
No.
Are you going to?
I don't know.
Do you have a Switch?
No.
Do you want a Switch?
Maybe.
She's mentioned wanting a Switch.
Yes.
It's such a cool system.
Bomberman's not as good as I thought it was going to be.
I told you!
I mean,
I told you!
It's Super Bomberman 2 from Super Nintendo.
Nothing as good as Saturn Bomberman.
Saturn Bomberman is the best.
That's because
Bomberman.
This is just a slight remake of a Super Nintendo game. There's none of the bells and whistles are in it.
Right. Really, basic. The only thing that's missing from it or from Saturn Bomberman, you don't have the dinos. And the maps don't have the special pickups.
See? Worthless. I want to switch because I do want to play Zelda, but like Sonic also looks awesome.
Sonic
and
Mania.
I'll get
that.
To play Tails.
That's on PS4 and Xbox One
see
as well.
You.
Yeah, but I feel like everything just feels better on the Switch. Maybe because it's like, my new baby.
Yeah, that's... But
I had intentions of it. I made a board for Mikey and was like, if you keep doing all of these chores like and going to bed without a fit and eating well and blah, 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 like, at the end of it, we'll get a Switch. He's like, no, I just want Pokemon cards.
Yay!
So I was like, you
know, until they release that Pokemon game for the Switch.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I want that. And you go, well time to sell those cards.
He's wanted like a Wii U for forever, and I got him a Wii and like settled on that. And I was like, okay, well, we'll just skip the Wii U.
Yeah, that's a.
And get.
I mean, I wanted a Ferrari. He got me a Volvo. It's the same thing, right?
Let's be fair. There's not that much of a difference between a Wii U and a. Like, the gap isn't that big between a Volvo and a Ferrari from a Wii to a Wii U.
I wanted Elaine Austin. I got a Dalton Anthony. It's the same thing,
no,
right?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I mean, I feel like that's a more accurate comparison, though. The Wii U to the Wii, I would say, is Elaine Austin and Dalton Anthony. That's
mostly he just wanted Smash Bros. And he got it. He got Brawl. But just anyway, to make up for not getting the Wii U, I was going to get a Switch eventually. But right now, we'll see, though.
Oh my God, I just heard Dalton tell Jesse about to make a movie. Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Lindsay, how long can you hold your breath underwater?
Like, I mean, okay, seconds. I know you're being like perverted in that sense, but when I was younger for quite a while, because I had a swimming pool and I was in it every day.
Me too.
Oysters Rockefeller over here with the pools.
You know what we had? We had a ditch. Sometimes you get water in that ditch.
I wouldn't swim in it.
I did.
Yeah.
They probably peed in it to make the water.
When I was really little, yeah, there was a ditch nearby.
And when it was wet, you ran and jumped in it.
Because it was fun.
Was it warm?
Oh, I'm sorry, Princess Penelope.
Occasionally.
Ew.
Not all of us had swimming pools.
I mean, yeah, my
swim
mom said
slides.
Not all of us
my
had
mom said the
Ritz
same.
Crackers. Some of us had Golden Rounds.
Golden Rounds.
I didn't like either. I like saltines because I'm boring
that's
and
the
don't
Dollar
like
General
flavor.
Brand.
Not all of us had archery in school.
Ritz Crackers was one day.
God damn. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
What? Golden Rounds?
Yeah. Ritz Crackers aren't even expensive.
Bob's mom. I went over to Bob's house once when we were younger. And, yeah, he offered me Golden Rounds.
They're really cool. I'm going to Walmart.
All right, now hold on.
And my favorite, instead of Apple Jacks, he had Apple Dapples.
Apple Dapples
I love
and Dr.
That apple
Thunder.
Dapples are a real thing.
Apple
oh, yeah, we had
Dapples.
Dr. Thunder. No, see, like, here's the thing about my mom. Like, you don't understand how cheap she was. She once called me to ask me how many sheets per roll the toilet paper we had at home was because she found a possibly better deal where she would be saving half a cent per roll.
God damn.
What?
My mom.
She made him go in there and count each sheet.
No.
It's on the
package. Oh. It says how many sheets there are
God
per roll.
Did you throw it away?
So yeah, she had right. me go into the bathroom and find the package so I could tell her how many sheets there were per roll.
There's few things that will not go. Like off-brand Pop-Tarts suck ass.
Uh-huh. Same with peanut butter.
Off-brand soda is.
It depends. Like I can handle like Mountain Lightning's all right, but like the Coke stuff is just.
The
cream soda is good. Schnucks cream soda is fire.
Yeah, the Schnucks has some really, really good.
It's pretty
like, razor. Like their own brand. But
she's flipping me off now. That's two people today.
Ruler Foods is orange soda.
I wasn't
flipping
you off.
It's like the best fucking orange soda I've ever had, and it's like 15 cents a can.
I don't like generic soda. I don't like generic drinks in general. Like Lindsay brought home Great Value chocolate milk the other day. And that's how privileged I am, as I grabbed it and I grabbed a glass and I had to think for a second, do I want to do this? Knowing damn well I wanted chocolate milk.
Because it wasn't Nesquik or Yoo-Hoo or Prairie Farms?
Because it wasn't Prairie Farms.
Nesquik is the bomb. Yoo-Hoo's the bomb. They're all good.
See, I used to love Nesquik and now no, it has to already come as chocolate milk. You can't make it chocolate milk.
It's not the same.
You have to buy it as chocolate milk.
I was talking about like when you go to the gas station.
I can't do just an
itty
bitty. Yeah, no.
But I do love me some Yoo-Hoo. But when I was a kid, and back to these stories, mom didn't buy Yoo-Hoo because it was too expensive. We bought chocolate soldiers.
I heard this
chocolate
story.
Soldiers.
Chocolate soldiers.
Oh my.
What? That was my reaction.
Opening Mandy's eyes to a world she didn't know about. Sick underground. Generic.
Like, I knew some of the cheap shit, but like I have never heard of Golden Rounds.
I used to buy those seldom break condoms.
Shit.
That's from something.
The Simpsons.
Okay.
It wasn't a condom, but it was seldom break. as it was breaking. Lindsay's done.
Dalton knows it's what he uses in our movies.
I just assume he barebacked those guys. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
So, oh God.
Well, we're back to gay jokes on the show. Oh God.
Did we enter everyone's movies or did we get really sidetracked? Okay.
Dalton, what's your favorite movie?
Brokeback Mountain. That's right, Brokeback Mountain.
God damn it.
Which is fine.
It's a good movie.
If you remember correctly, there was female nudity in that film.
Yes. Amanda Hathaway.
Yes.
Is that her name?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
Yeah, that was like one of the first movies she was naked in.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't all cowboy on cowboy.
Fun story. That's how I was convinced into watching the movie.
Was Anne Hathaway?
Someone wanted me to watch it, and they told me, I was like, I really don't want to watch the movie. They're like, no, it's a really good movie. And I'm like, I really don't want to watch it. Anne Hathaway is naked. All right. So I watched it.
That's why I watched Striptease with Demi Moore, because she was naked. Because that's a terrible film. Or Showgirls with
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah, who used to be on Saved by the Bell.
Never did watch that movie.
Well, sure. We grew up on Saved by the Bell. No, it's a terrible movie. But it's so bad, it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those.
Because we've talked about it before. Like, Showgirls, that was your dad's thing. My dad's version of that was Porky's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Porky's is probably, but you know who directed Showgirls?
No.
Paul Verhoeven. Verhoeven, whatever. Who else did Starship Troopers? Which is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Starship Troopers?
Nope.
Oh, it's good.
It's a really good movie.
Nudity in that one too.
Yeah.
Casper Van Dien.
Some extreme special effects.
For the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very gory.
That was a good movie. You need to watch that one. We need to make a list of movies that you need to watch.
Oh, it's already like 3.5 miles long.
This is how we treated Jordan and Allie. Was like, especially Jordan. Jordan never saw anything.
Yeah, back long time ago, when I lived with Garrett and Mandy started dating Garrett, there was just like, we would just be sitting there having conversations because I have an extensive collection of movies.
Yeah.
Garrett also has an extensive collection of movies.
See, I'm not the only one who can't talk.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting bad. So we would sit there and talk about like, well, have you seen this movie? Have you seen this movie? Have you seen this? And like, there were so many she hadn't seen. We would just pick one and pop it in.
I'm pretty sure you guys started on a computer, one of your computers. There was a list.
Yeah, I think that's
you
accurate.
Made an actual list?
Yeah, we made a list of movies that Manny needed to watch.
I'd never seen Star Wars until Garrett.
Yeah.
Well, Zach Price. Same thing. He never watched it.
I know plenty of people that haven't. And every time I hear someone else, I'm like, how?
Yeah.
But I mean, I had it in my household when I was little.
Yeah,
so.
My parents didn't watch it. My dad was more of a Star Trek fan than anything. So
my
I just
mom
never.
Likes both, so.
I haven't watched Twilight.
Haven't either.
I
have
I
no
was
interest
forced
in watching
to watch
it.
The first one, and I never wanted to, but. I didn't like it.
I haven't watched 50 Shades of Gray.
I have zero interest in seeing that.
I've seen the Hunger Game ones. I don't think I saw the very last one. I don't really care for them.
Oh,
though.
It made me mad.
Same.
I haven't read the books, but the last one made me mad.
Not a big Hunger Games fan.
I like them.
I read all the books, and I liked the books. The movies were solid. Like, they weren't. The very last movie didn't quite, I guess, get it for me. Like, I just didn't really enjoy it.
Did the final one come out? Because weren't they splitting it? Okay, uh-huh. I
went and saw part two in theaters by myself in the middle of the day, and I almost had the theater all to myself, but one other person came in like right as it
was
starting.
Was this because I just absolutely refused to go watch Hunger Games, or was it a different situation?
I think it's because you absolutely refused, and I was in a pissy mood, and I was off, and I just went out
and
watched the movie myself. It was like December, like 2 years ago or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was before the warring era. Okay.
It was during the warring era.
Was it during?
It's probably at the very
That's
beginning.
That's probably why you saw it by yourself. Mm-hmm. I also hear Hunger Games is a film that you're going to be making soon with Dalton. Because he's hungry for that dick.
No, he's thirsty.
He's thirsty for dick. There so it's go. The thirsty games.
It's thirsty games.
On a Thursday? Thirsty Thursday?
Thirsty Thursday!
No, that implies alcohol. No, he's just straight thirsty.
He's just funneling it.
I'll be drunk behind the camera.
That's the only way you're going to get through that.
You got to be watching. He's horrible.
I almost made a joke about the It's Always Sunny bad camera angles.
I saw some of Dalton's like amateur films. It's just that horrible angle under where it's just like balls and ass.
That was actually what I was just going to go.
It's just that noise. Who finds that sexy? Who likes that?
I appreciate you doing that for me now that since I explained the joke beforehand, it's still funny now that you did it afterwards.
Well, it's always sunny, so it's always funny.
It's true.
It's always funny in Philadelphia.
Speaking of, that's something that Mandy's finally finished.
Oh, did you watch It's Always Sunny?
That's
I still have
Netflix.
An episode to go,
you need the finale, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's on Netflix?
Okay, so not the newest season, but up to the newest season.
Yeah. I also still haven't seen the newest season. Okay.
Yeah, I have FX Now, so we were watching it on there.
I
know,
do too.
Whistling.
And I always forget to watch anything other than Simpsons on FX.
Speaking of Oysters Rockefeller and Privilege, so I show Bob It's Always Sunny. Mm. And he sits down to watch it with me, and he gets so upset that there's like two commercials during the show. He's like, I can hear the groans from the commercial he has to endure to watch this free programming that he loves.
No, in complete fairness, like I pay the extra, like, what is it, $3 for Hulu to get the ad-free streaming.
I hate Hulu.
I do.
I hate Hulu, but that's how I watch so much of my media.
That's how I watch Once Upon a Time.
That's how I
watch. And Once Upon a Time, it was free.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time, it was free.
You just had, you got ads, but it was free to watch otherwise.
And then you could pay for the plus version, which I don't even remember why, other than it was bullshit.
You got access to extra stuff.
Yeah, stuff that they locked behind like a paywall. And then they like destroyed the paywall, and now you have to pay. Yeah. But now there's like a plus.
Yeah, for no commercials.
Well, because
now you can have like only two commercials and like zero commercials in it or something like that.
Oh, see, I thought there was just like you can either have commercials or you get no commercials.
I think it's like there's like three different. There's like commercials.
I didn't know there
was another one. Half the commercials are no commercials.
I feel like I got to talk to someone at Jackson Hewitt to figure out which Hulu I want.
Nah, I straight up went for the one with no commercials because it happened during a there was a period of time where I was binge watching a show on Hulu and it had several seasons. Like,
and Hulu plays the same commercials like all the time.
Oh yeah, that's why I can't watch Crackle.
So
Crackle's real bad. Crackle's literally so bad. The exact same commercial every time.
Yeah. So as not to go insane binge watching this movie, I was like, I will pay the extra $3 for this month so I can finish binging this show, and then I just never turned it back to regular because
which is what they plan on you to do.
Yep. That's why Netflix will always be my favorite.
I mean, no, I did the same thing with Spotify. Like,
I've been subscribed to Spotify for a year and a half now.
Yeah, they had the best marketing campaign ever. Mm-hmm. You get $1
a month. First, you got your first month free, and then 99 cents for the next 3 months.
Yeah, that was it.
And then by that time, you're like, I need it.
Yeah, because once you go back to the free version of Spotify, especially if you listen to an album that flows songs into the next one,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a Coheed album or something.
Yep.
And then your song ends, and you're ready for the next one, and then it goes to an ad, and you're like, oh, I don't want to fucking listen to this album anymore. I'm done.
Yeah.
I tried to listen to Emaciation on there. It's not even listed.
After the third month, I was like, nah, they sold me. We're done. That's $10 a month. That's money out.
Yep. They got me. And then my brother was using it on like his tablet at home. And he's like, well, they offered 99 cent free. So I figured I'd try. And I was just like, here it is. It's going to get you. And he's like, I don't know. And then I talked to him a few months later. He's like, yeah, it's probably hooked me. And I'm like, I told you, motherfucker. I told you.
Don't you? Well, there went
the ha, book. Bitch.
Model. Oh, Jesus.
Mandy. Damn, Mandy. I had the same conversation with your brother.
Just seeing if pressure would work.
Don't you hate it whenever you do subscribe to something for the trial and you put your credit card info in and then you forget to cancel it?
That's
Shannon.
Why.
Yeah, like 2 days later, you're like, oh, goddamn.
Oh, look, I'm subscribed to Final Fantasy Online again for another month.
The first thing I check anytime I do one of those
is if you can cancel early.
If I can cancel it immediately without losing time. And a lot of things will do that for you now. If you get like the 7 or 14 day trial or whatever, you put in your credit card information, everything else, you sign up for it, then you immediately cancel it. Well, you still got 2 weeks left. Yes.
Thank you.
Which, unlike, one of the first MMOs of all time and one of my favorites, probably my favorite game of all time, Ultima Online, unlike Warcraft, when you cancel and it says, okay, well, you got 12 days left on your account. Ultima, when you would cancel, it would say, you have 7 days left on your account. Would you want them or do you want to forfeit them? And it's like, why is that even an option? Who says, yeah, just take away my ability completely?
I kind of like that feature for people that get too addicted. And they're like, no, I don't need the temptation. You know, I don't need the temptation to play for the next few days.
That was Ultima. Believe me.
Albion has finally got an official release date.
I want to play it, but you know what scares me about it?
What's that?
I didn't realize that it's not only a PC game, but it's also a mobile game.
Yeah, so you can play it on tablet and phone if you want.
The mobile.
Yeah, and how good can a game be if they're advertising the same game play together on PC and mobile? That $1,000 computer I built, I wanted to make sure it could run that iPhone game.
Yeah, I'm sure that you bought that $1,000 computer to play Albion.
I bought that $1,000 computer to play Star Wars Battlefront with HD res, and I did, Now it's over.
Now you're playing GTA with Bob.
With Bob.
Obviously, now we just play Overwatch or Heroes of the Storm.
And what I can't. I don't want to play Heroes of the Storm so bad. What's up?
Me too.
What you want to play Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah.
Let's fucking do it tonight. Let's just go home and do it.
Okay.
I play a match
or two.
What are
you playing on GT? Or wait, what system?
GTA? PC. Ugh. We were playing because he's like, oh, you're playing GTA 5 again. I'm going to kill you. I'm like, no, don't worry. It's on a system you can't play.
Apparently, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that wasn't a good retort.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Because he can play it on PC.
Oh, he does have a gaming PC, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. My old one.
Have you played GTA 5 on PC?
No.
Cranking it up as high as it'll go and looking at it, other than the player models are still terrible, they're just bad. But the scenery and the cars look amazing. It's basically real life.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to buy GTA 5 again.
I don't expect you to. The only reason I did is because Bob really wants to play something together. He won't play Heroes of the Storm. For whatever reason. He doesn't want to play Overwatch for whatever reason.
He doesn't want to play Star Wars.
He doesn't want to play Star Wars. So I had to get something. And I'm like, well, I enjoy GTA. Sure. Why not? I want something that's going to push my computer. You know? Like, I didn't buy this computer to play games from 8 years ago. I already played those games. They already looked good. Fallout New Vegas ain't getting any prettier.
It can. You can start modding that with, like, some crazy stuff to make it look real pretty.
I did that with Fallout 4. And, yeah, Fallout 4 on ultra high, 60 frames per second. Lovely. What do you film your movies at? How many frames per second? You only need about 7 seconds with Dalton.
I was like waiting for this.
All right, that's it. We're out of here. Let's go home and play Heroes of the Storm. Right?
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, Dalton, you want to come say goodnight to everybody?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's good. Have a good night, guys. Back on Sunday with Nerd Up, right?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
We're going to talk a little bit about Death Note.
Are you going to talk about Ubisoft and For Honor?
Yes.
And they can four fuck themselves?
Yes. Okay. We're going to talk about that.
I traded the game in out of protest. I was so pissed when I read that.
I'm glad I didn't buy it now.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't. Not because the game was bad. The game's actually fun.
Yeah.
But I hate supporting that.
Plus, like, I mean, I already didn't want to support it because it has that stupid, like,
peer-to-peer
system. Jesus.
It's time to go. It's an off night. Are you going to make fun of Mass Effect?
I'm going to talk about Mass Effect.
We kind of already did last week.
We did. Because that, Asa made the joke about the facial animations.
The goldfish.
My favorite one is that, but it's from the profile. And then they switch to a GIF of Pingu talking.
I love Pingu.
Lindsay's happy again. Okay, we're out of here. Have a great night, guys.